It is an icon of the air, the Boeing B-17 Flying Fortress. Nearly 13,000 were built, yet only 10 remain flying today. One is paying a visit to Spokane's Phelps Field this week. This particular plane, Madras Maiden, was brought here by the Liberty Foundation, which sponsors tours to raise awareness of aviation history. John Eads is the foundation's mechanic, who's in charge of keeping a 73-year-old bomber in flying condition, and says the fact that the plane is being flown regularly is actually a good thing.
When we're operating, she is being looked at on a daily basis, so it becomes more easy to do it because you're finding things and correcting them right away. If it's just sitting there, things tend to break just even with an airplane sitting on the ground.
The B-17 set the standard for a four-engine, long-range heavy bomber in World War II. Even during the early development of the plane in 1935, Eads says a fatal crash on the very first flight didn't stop Boeing from proceeding with the project.
Ran off the end of the runway through a barn, caught the airplane on fire. All the engineers and the test pilots lost their lives. Mr. Boeing said, "I've got a mission. Make a checklist for me."
Eads says that fatal accident established the now normal procedure of a checklist before takeoff. The ruggedness of the plane that followed the development is legendary. There are numerous documented instances of B-17s returning safely to England from missions over Germany with only one of their four engines running, the wings, tails, and control surfaces torn apart by shrapnel. The visit of a B-17 to a community brings out a lot of those interested in the plane. Dave Morris is a pilot for the Liberty Foundation who says World War II veterans are among those, although their numbers are dwindling as the years go by.
More often than not, they'll be on a walker in a wheelchair, and they'll ease their way out to the airplane, and they get in the door, and the next thing they're up in the nose, they're running around. It's like an instant time machine. It's an amazing transformation to watch these guys.
On this visit, Spokane World War II vet Joe DeLay went in a flight of the Madras Maiden. Although he didn't serve as a B-17 crew member, DeLay was a paratrooper with the 101st Airborne who served during the Battle of the Bulge. He says Monday's flight was his second on a B-17.
I rode a B-17 from Fort Bragg, North Carolina to Seattle when I was discharged. Okay. I rode in the nose. That's the reason I always remember.
The B-17 will be at Phelps Field this weekend for those who wish to see it, and flights on board are available. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.